Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Here we are at the end of September, and if you're a college football fan like me, you and I have been watching games on Saturday now for a month, and we have something in common, you and I. We have watched our favorite team be victimized by what we consider blatantly bad calls by the officials on the field. How do we know they're bad calls? We've got eyes, man. Did that wide receiver get 1 foot down in bounds? Well, if he's on our team, of course he did. If he plays for the bad guys, the toe of his shoe clearly crossed the line. As fans, that's how we roll. Sometimes we are blind to the reality, whether we live and die with the Buckeyes, cheer till we're hoarse for the Wolverines, or yell for the Rockets or Falcons. So we accept the long interruptions in the game while the officials hook up with the replay booth to see if they missed the call. You'd think that replay would resolve every close call. Alas, it does not. Usually, they've ruled correctly, but they're careful never to announce to the crowd or the vast TV audience that they got the call right. What they really say is, the call on the field stands. That's referee speak, and what it means is that they're not going to say they got it right or wrong, just that it won't be overturned. In other words, they're not entirely sure, even after watching replays from a dozen different angles. As a fan myself, I think instant replay is great, even though it stops the game for a couple minutes. I like to see the play again in high definition, and slowed to 240 frames a second or whatever. Then I can make my own decision, even though my take means nothing. Just as you might have seen the play in real time differently than I did, you and I might still disagree after watching the review. When we watch replays from several camera angles to see if that touchdown in the corner of the end zone counts or not, logic often comes in a distant second to emotion. Ask the guys enjoying a brew or two in the sports bar if the replay officials got it right. If the replays are so ambiguous that there is not enough evidence to overturn, the guys at the bar are sticking with their original interpretation. And you know what? That's fine with me. I don't mind a little ambiguity. It's the uncertainty, the human factor, and even the fallibility of technology that make watching the games so entertaining for me. I get mad at what I perceive as bad calls, but I get over it and I move on once I accept that I'm probably wrong. As someone who once served as a baseball umpire for the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I can tell you that the guys at the bar or the guys in the stands at your kid's high school football game do not know the rules of the game as well as the officials on the field of play. I remember walking off a high school baseball diamond several times, and not one fan, not one parent, came up to my umpiring partner or me as we departed. That told me we did a pretty good job and they had nothing to complain about. Their silence, well, that was music to my ears.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.